This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today on this Wednesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me. We are tuning in to WGOD, God's frequency. We're going to hear a word from Him today, and that word is going to come out of the book of Revelation, chapter 14. We turn the page here. We're in chapter 14. We're looking at the, once again, the 144,000 have appeared on the scene with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're commended for their speech. It says, no guile or deceit, the word means to deceive. Like when Eve said the serpent beguiled me and I ate, the word means to deceive someone. No deception, no guile was found in their mouth. That's what they're commended for. And that's really the heart of this message here, is how you and I should be people, should be men and women of truth. We should always speak the truth at all costs. We also know the opposite of that. Revelation chapter 21 tells us all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. You read that in chapter 21, verse 8. Not what you want to be known for. Now, here tonight at Island Community Church, our Wednesday night services are resuming tonight. Love to see you. We're studying the book of Daniel, verse by verse, 6 to about 7 or 10 minutes after 7, starting tonight. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. For more info, you can call me. My number is 321-482-1709. Love to see you tonight at 6 o'clock. Here's the next part of this message. Blessed are the truth speakers.
You see how brutally evil lying is? Especially when you trust someone and they lie to you? But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the drug users, idolaters, and all liars will have their part in a lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there's no harp included in that. You wouldn't see it anyway, because you won't be able to see your hand in front of you. Lying is fashionable today. But let's you and I be known for speaking the truth in love. Amen? We focus on this here because it's highly esteemed to God, people that speak the truth, even here at the end of the age. Now, when Jesus sees you walking out of Publix later today, may He turn around and say to someone, behold a Merritt Islander indeed, in whom is no guile. May Jesus speak that over you today. It's highly esteemed by God when you speak the truth. At least you're going to hear the truth. I promise you that. You're going to hear the truth from me. You might not like it, but I have 100% cure rate. I've never lost a case. Ever. Let's move on. One more thing. Did you know there's more than one Mount Zion in the Bible? Now, we know that Mount Zion speaks of Jerusalem. But that's not the only Mount Zion in the Bible. Now, while you're turning, please, to Hebrews chapter 12. If you're writing, there's lots of them. There's 2 Samuel 5:7, the stronghold of Zion is the city of David. Psalm 2, verse 6, God says, I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. There's Joel chapter 2, blow the trumpet in Zion. And Joel 3:16, which I left myself a note that I need to read. So I'm going to do what I said. It says, well, the sun, this is a famous prophecy, the sun and moon will grow dark, the stars will diminish their brightness, and the Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. That's Joel 3:16. Now, Hebrews chapter 12. Is everybody there? Notice verses 18 and 22. 18 and 22, I underlined them both. 18 says, you have not come. 22 says, you have come. You see that? You have not come, but you have come. You have not come, but you have come. The writer is trying to make a distinction about Zion. Now, let's read it. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and a tempest, and to the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as the beast should touch this mountain, it'll be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. Now, verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Ah, just like Darren taught us a couple months ago. Sometimes there's more than one of things in this world. There's more than one ark. There's more than one temple, and there's more than one Zion. Notice the comparison. You have not come to the mountain that may be touched, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, look at, read the context here. To an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are registered or enrolled in heaven. Like the first song I picked out this morning. When the roll is called up yonder. This is the heavenly Mount Zion. There's another Zion, not just the city of David here on planet Earth. There's one up there too. Everyone with me? It's a place where there's an innumerable amount of angels reside. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly, word synagogue, and church, yeah, they're both together, ecclesia, the church. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven or enrolled. To God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men having been made perfect. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks of better things than that of Abel. So here in chapter 14, I believe you're looking at the scene from up above, from heaven, not on earth. And that's the vision. On to the next vision, verse 6. Remember, we're still waiting to see the results of the last trumpet that was about to sound, when the mystery of God will be finished. We haven't seen that yet either. Okay, verse 6. Then I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to proclaim to those that dwell on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people. All right, other than the birth of Jesus, we've never seen an angel proclaiming the gospel before. Okay, let me move on here. I got to move on. It's 11:30. Saying with a loud voice, "Fear the Lord and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. You will worship him who's made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." And another, a second angel, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, from the wine of the wrath of her fornication, she has made all the nations to drink." So look what's finally on the scene in the book of Revelation. Babylon. All right, why Babylon? Where's Babylon? In the Old Testament, Babylon was the name of both an evil city and an immoral empire. A world center for idol worship. Outside that city, Nebuchadnezzar had built a great statue, an image to himself. Remember back in Daniel? And he had required everyone to worship it. The Babylonians had ransacked Jerusalem and taken many of the people there into captivity. Now, just as Babylon had been Judah's worst enemy, the Roman Empire was the worst enemy of the early Christians. John, who probably did not dare speak openly against Rome, was applying the name Babylon to this enemy of God's people. Okay, here in Revelation, Babylon is the name given to the civilization seduced by the Antichrist. We'll see that in chapter 17 and 18. But did you know that before his demise, Saddam Hussein was rebuilding Babylon? He was almost done with it before he was killed. Which is in modern-day Iraq, is where Babylon is. But will we see a resurgence of Babylon? Or is Babylon a Christian code word, or better yet, a symbol for Rome? That's what I think. Let me read this verse to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. 1 Peter 5:13, it says this. This is what Peter wrote like in the last verse of his letter. He says, speaking of his wife, "She who was in Babylon, elect together with you, greet you, and so does Mark, my son." Now, as far as we know, the apostle Peter never, ever set foot in Babylon. He was never there. No, to the early Christians, Babylon meant Rome. It was a code word for Rome.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.